So, you know, I was calling to say hi. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey.
Still, I am fine.
I'm from America. Hi, Achim.
Is it over there, Mkari?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's okay. Hi. Hi, Christian. Hi.
Is it over there? It's over there, classes. Until there. Yeah,
all right, Christian. Hi,
hi,
and yeah, hi, why, bye,
and yeah, hi,
it's your name, baby.
Thank you for calling. Question for the girls. Queenie's asking, Charlie Boy, no appeal. Someone is asking, can somebody tell me what's happening over here? I think you can see, you can hear. There's nothing really happening. I'm just talking to listeners on the radio. If you want to call me, you can call me on 03. Call me on 03-220-83596, 83596. We'll do two more calls and then we get on with our conversation for tonight. 03-220-83596, 03-220-83597, 83598. My next caller is here. Talk to me. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thank God. Who am I talking to?
Queenie Abio. Charlie Boy, no problem.
Charlie, I don't know stuff. I don't know stuff. Obana, I'll go PG and you may say, take me back to, no, take me back to hello. I like that. Don't do PG, yeah.
I guess we'll stick to the girly side, right? We don't want to go to the pigeon side, right?
Nah, take me to the romantic side of things, I beg.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually cool.
I don't think it's a pigeon side, you know, because...
Are they open one day?
Me? Why are you up in Geneva?
Oh, getting a guy.
I'm seeing my free girly side, you know.
Oh, yes, sir.
Nothing.
Hey, don't. At this point, I don't even want your... What's up in Geneva?
I'm here.
Me here and I was swear.
Yeah, me not do more. Me here, pal. Then the day me call you, pal.
Yeah, my day was good. How was your day?
My day was nice. Just that this evening is very good, and I don't have somebody's hand to cuddle me. So
you want somebody's hands?
I said hand.
Oh, you also have
hand.
A hand.
I did not say hand.
You said hand, sorry? Right? So use your hand there.
I said somebody's hand.
Somebody's hand.
Yes.
But you can use your hand.
No, my hand can do what I want it to do.
There's something called rules. Do you know rules?
No.
Put him rules.
Patrick David.
Mama will be able to be my wife. May say who here rules. Rules, you sooner you be say. Yeah. Maybe I'll show rules soon.
Hey, Nathaniel.
How about three? Don't push it. Relax. 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 Relax.
Yes, sir.
Baby, we ain't gonna come up. Baby.
Not
to get you to be. Ha. They are 295.
Yehovah. Anyways. I'm enjoying the show this evening.
I mean, you definitely have to enjoy it. It's just how you show rules, what's it? But we see Rose Radio Android version. Okay, because yeah, I get why. I get why Abner's face changed when I played it. I get it. I'm just trying to tell us that. No, again, just say that here. Okay. I get it. I've seen all of you. This is a trick. This is a trick. I've got.
confession time. So, no, nothing. Anyways, shout out to all the people on TikTok right now, interacting and yourself. Basically,
how about this?
Nati midi mini me pacho kubisa abna kubisa mbisa me abna. Midi mini mbisa pacho.
How about this? But no, the thing is actually shaking the building. Hey! Hey! So this is what you guys been doing to yourselves. The thing is vibrate, like it's vibrate. No, it's no, it's, I'm sure if you're listening, you could feel like it's vibrating your room, right? Or it's vibrating your car if you're in the car. Really? Like, really? Abna, really?
That's not how it sounds like.
It sounds like how? Show
me. I don't even know.
But so how then do you know that?
That's not how it sounds like.
This is how it's, this one, yeah, I got it right.
Oh, this one.
As for this one, I got it right.
In the crab, they woo.
Then they woo. And they have only shuffle.
They
have
the shuffle.
Somebody says, now you cry. How did you know? I've seen
you, how did you know?
Wait, let me tell
how
you.
Did you know?
Let me tell you the story then. Oh, okay. I've seen it on TikTok. People post it and they put the sound on it. I see it.
Oh, okay.
And I see the people that sells it to. I'm going to tune see them. Nah.
And that sound way na na na.
Maybe so.
Hey, then you will lose the customers.
So I got it wrong, eh?
On Kafra.
I got it wrong.
Oh, it's so wrong.
Nah, I don't think so.
Ah, seen it here, they came wrong.
I don't think so.
It's like, a, oh yeah, Obi Krabbe to want you.
Good vibrations for you.
He says generator.
Hey, generator crown funnel.
Oh boy, because hey. No, the ladies are confirming. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Somebody should send me a voice note and like what they're making me ask all the other day. What they're going to say? When you so, when you so, no one can say me. Me not see you.
Patrick Sonic, I crave in my initial.
Ah, let me see.
Yes, sir.
Let me see how it sounds. Menu is 055-11-11995. 055-11-119. Just put it on. Kakrebi, now let me take a kick. Nikki says, I experienced the best teacher. This is how you got to know. I don't know if this is a sound, though. I don't know. Someone has sent it a voice note.
Panat, send you see any idea. I said, you need my dear no. Hey, daddy. Okay, so what kind of experience is the best
teacher? Say, mm-hmm. before we continue, we have Unfiltered up next, but I want to hear the sound of it. Make it pure anonymous. Unkasa, Udiyemenkasa. Oso anwana. Bye, anwana. Mimbo di. Udiyemimbo di. Ope kwa sa saudi. Ope sa nime sa saudi. Somebody says, put your iPhone on vibration. That's the sound. Abna, put your iPhone on vibration. I want to
vibration though,
but no, I don't think so. That one is a phone vibration, so it comes like zzz, zzz, zzz.
I think sometimes it's like that.
Sometimes it's like that.
I got to know that through SHS sexual education.
SHS,
oh yeah.
Oh, you guys send me a voice note. Don't be shy. Oh ladies, don't do this to me. Oh come on. Be nice. 055-11. I'm serious, Paul. 05. No, this is WhatsApp. 055-11-11995. 055-11-11995. Obi say, madam. Hey, you got to know why SHS.
Oh, yeah. What
are your color, baby?
I'm crying. Color, baby. I'm saying pink. Say you're not pink, Anna.
No, say me say.
Hey, now we
need to say. I say lipstick, the enemy.
man shada anhwe
ana de ne
teacher ni ni gen ni mu pan ni nyina ye hwe
ndi ni rose gen ni e si rose gold
eskele bebe tio le bebe
the inside I said the inside are all pink. Hey ko
really
then a whole can was a whole but okay we fufuro
we am call wait oka pocket toto ana.
Oh, there's a yeah. I think yesterday somebody mentioned it that there's a new one for the yeah. ladies as well. Pocket.
No, it's not for the ladies. It's for the gents. Men.
Sorry. Pocket yeah. what?
Toto.
Pocket.
Toto. It's pocket. How much
is it?
I don't really know the
give
price.
Give me a price range.
I don't know.
This one now, Max. Somebody is going to think that Okotobiana. At this point, I say
Imoya. You have to hear me say Okotobiana questioning them.
At this point, Imoya. Somebody says 5 million.
5 million. Oh, come on. But with a pocket total, you can't hold.
You can't hold the oranges.
Hold
beads. Yeah. You can't hold beads. Yeah. You can't spank.
Sort of.
Yeah, I get it.
Sort of.
Hey. Somebody says no sound too. Okay, that's a disadvantage. Because I need a sound.
It can't.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, I need a sound. I need to hear my name. Yeah, I need to let your neighbors
say
know.
Say my name, baby.
I need to let the neighbors know my name. I get it. I think that I'm not getting it because I was thinking about it because I'm nobody. Uncle Tobin couldn't tell up here.
Oh,
uncle.
I don't know how I
that. Yeah, me how say boys because I'm a boys now. Oh boy, God, Nathaniel. Oh, I'm waiting for the words to. I'm serious. Somebody says, hey, Nate, you know all these things. What things, please, Sherry? What things are you talking about? Yes, it did less what happened. How many prize, you know? Just say, how many enemy, you know? Any sound, anyway. specs, you know. Make sure you ask Mr. Tabernacle, Deppy. I said, "Unim specs, you know." I said, "I got the iPhone, and I got the Samsung, you know. You know that, yeah. Oh, this one don't have that. This one don't have that, Charlie." Big Native, shouts to you, and Beam Native, shouts to you. Thanks for joining. I see you. Look at how you're talking. Oh, how am I talking about it? How am I? May you walk in supermarket? Yeah, because yeah, you girls know stuff. Yeah. Haleo says I really like this guy's vibe. Oh, don't make me blush. Don't make me blush. Oh, you say Anna. But you're actually on another level.
Oh, really?
Wow, you're surprising me, pal.
Really?
Like, wow. I thought you'd be the calmest.
Of course.
But then it's getting worse. Like,
oh, no, I'm so calm.
It's getting worse.
Is it that worse?
Not, Miss Anima, Miss Sister. But Rose, no, but me there. Send it on TikTok, why? Maybe I'll message in your phone. Fabra TikTok. Sherry says I'm dumbfounded. What stuff? Anyways, keep it up. The education is good. Really? Education care. Are we educating people?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's education? Tell me the education. Tell me what you've learned so
that
far.
If you can't afford Benku and Tilapia, go for pocket total at just 500 cedis.
What again have you learned?
Oh, that's what I learned for the day.
If you're on TikTok and you think it's education, drop your nuggets. On WhatsApp, drop your nuggets. What have you learned so far? But don't you girls feel shy to go and buy rose? Or now it's because it's online, so you guys don't care.
I don't really know how it feels. But it's just like walking to the market and grabbing condom or let's say lubricants.
But you know people, how do you feel you know when people you go still to the feel shy to go and buy a condom?
Yeah.
Me fairy.
Oh, fairy.
Do you believe it?
One thing with the these sex
toys. They said girls are selling it. Okay.
They do it online, so they deliver it to you. You don't have to walk so far, I haven't seen any working shop where you just
walk. So let's say somebody like you, you're on radio now. Okay. Maybe people have started getting to know who you are and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll text you, you'll be about page now, we're a radio juma. Mm-hmm. And then you want to buy rules.
Oh, say no, the energy to try and say me farm me.
Pebema.
Hey, you know, maybe, and yeah. I mean, let me use some other number or some other profile to order it.
Pebema.
I just said, oh yeah, Pebema, why not?
Umpe.
Oh, Pebema, dear. Oh. Oh.
You may have a coin with them now.
Oh.
Let's basically say, as women are too expensive now, so it's better you get your pocket total. Semuara.
Yes, pocket total for the win.
Semuara.
Pocket total for the win.
Mano money man was a pocket total. Well, you don't get vibes, so it's a pocket total. Anyways, we're gonna have a conversation out on Filtered. Hello, please, you can text me. I'll send that to you. Thank you very much. That's a sweet message. Deppy says, get a guy who will do it well. Oh, ah, okay. Broken heart and quite a broken heart. Yeah, I don't even know how it sounds like. It's like I'm missing out.
Oh, okay. So, guys, that's your assignment, okay? And then they must write an assignment. And I'm going to sound the number. Why? You better
tremble. Someone says, get a guy who uses it in you. Ah.
I think that will be a different level.
Hey! Hey! Like future leaders, Nene.
Oh,
this is the future leaders. This is the future leaders. It don't shock me. You don't shock me. I think it shock me. Hey! Someone says, I want to see the girl's face at this point. Oh, she's pretty. She's pretty. Pretty babe, why? She's actually coming to show her face to you. Oh.
Hey guys, I'm shy.
All right, so we're gonna have a conversation on Filtered right now. I know you guys are enjoying this. I know what you like. I know it. But we have to get to business, yeah. All right, so let's go talk. It's 9 hours for us to have a talk.
Something I ain't heard before. Now I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can't we just talk? Can't we just talk about where we're going before we get lost and be our thoughts? Can't get what we know without knowing. I've never like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
Well, we can talk now. Stand out for us to have a conversation on Filtered. And tonight on the show, I'm asking you to let me know which of these two is a red flag? Jealousy or emotional unavailability? Which amongst these two do you think that is a red flag for you? That's what we're talking about. And don't just tell me it's jealousy and you don't explain to me. Well, you send me a voice note on 055-111-1995. And if you're watching us live on TikTok, you can also send us a comment, and we're going to read that for you. Emmy says that, now we met at Bremai A&S wedding. You were the MC. Yeah. Nice to have you. Nice to have you here. Nice to have you here. We met doesn't mean we whatever you're doing that for. It was a wedding. So wedding guest and MC.
We met indeed.
But already I said
we
found.
We met indeed.
All right. Make sure I say Sika with you. Abina.
Me the world to us say when we had my story call.
Abina.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about tonight. And you think it's really worth it we talk about tonight?
Yes, it is. It's very worth it.
Okay. And for you, what is jealousy? If you happen to be jealous, what is it that means for you to be jealous?
So when you bring Obi,
but that's enviness.
That's enviness. Different.
So there jealous, like somebody's jealousy. Jealous, or your partner is jealous. I think that way sounds better.
I don't know how to say that in G.
So say it in English.
In English, like let me give a scenario.
Yeah, so that's better.
Have you heard of Konongo Kaya? Onu a onswa, onu somo binswa. I think that's a clear definition of jealousy. Like when you are with someone and the person is not doing things right, then ono a on kancho ma onko ono so a ma obi so mefa. So that's how I'll explain it.
And if someone is emotionally unavailable to, how do you explain it? Now I've seen a lot of people saying that jealousy, yeah, it's everyone has it, but then after some points you guys would understand that it's difficult to find the difference between the two. But yeah, what is emotional availability for you? If someone is emotionally unavailable, what does that mean to you?
When I express my concerns or I share my problems with you and you show no concern, like you don't care, that's emotional unavailability.
And so for you, amongst these two, which do you think is a big red flag?
Emotional unavailability. Why? Because just as someone said, as for jealousy, everybody has it. With me, I don't know how jealousy is related with enviness, but I think it's what
jealousy is. What last week we were talking about, it's in a way that somebody is so obsessed with you. He doesn't even want you to move, like go out. Let's say you work somewhere that has a lot of guys, and then because of how pretty you are, because of the kind of things that you have, the person is so jealous that he doesn't even want you to go out to have fun with friends because the person is not safe having to leave you just alone, like, or having to just let you be on your own. The person would want to find out every detail about you, and most ladies or most people don't even like that. So it's a red flag for people if your partner is so jealous or text will be fair. I don't fair no. I don't see a I didn't know fair fair. So yeah.
So how will you explain the emotional
and the emotional unavailability? It's the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Although jealousy, maybe I don't know if it's bad to be jealous, but people in the comments think that jealousy is quite okay. But then somebody's red flag is also jealousy. Why are you a jealous partner? I say, why are you too jealous? You're too selfish, and all of that. But emotional unavailability is just more like depending on the person doesn't really give a hoot about whatever you do. Like that's what you people say nonchalant, but it's the extreme of it. Like she doesn't really care. He doesn't even know if there's something wrong with you. Even if you are hurt and you tell him, he doesn't care. or she doesn't shows, care. Like this, yeah, this yeah.
shows no concern.
That's just nothing. Mm. Mm, Amy okay. says that then my boyfriend can relate to jealousy me pro max. And Miss B says that emotional unavailability is a big red flag because it can make someone question his or her worth. And have you also not learned that if somebody's so jealous, the person is so jealous that he doesn't even want you to move or turn, that in a way also start to frustrate you and also can start to affect your mental health as well.
I think it makes one so toxic.
And the person is insecure and all of that. So it's a big one. Let's just not look at it on a lighter note.
I think if you love someone, you have to be a bit jealous because but when it goes to the extreme, that's when it becomes a problem because at that point, nobody toxic. You don't mind so who's a menu big general honour crab a far debia bomb me. And that's you disgrace me in public, just as you said, it's the own person makoho, or better more honour be good minima sense. Jealousy there. If you really love someone, you have to be a bit jealous. But when it exceeds some certain limits, then
because let's say I'm your partner and you decide to listen to me on radio and you decide to be jealous. You are just being jealous for nothing actually, because
that's your wake.
But then it somebody will tell you that you're doing extreme because you are doing so much on the radio. Or you don't think so? Have you never felt like that before? Although you are not my partner or anything, but the first time you came around and hearing me on the show and all that, how did you feel?
It's so normal.
You didn't think that, hey, boy.
Because I think your professional life is separate from your life, right?
What if it's not? Because you won't be able to tell. Maybe I'm going to use the radio thing to also say
to flirt to, with to lie ladies
and say, oh, hey, Juma, how about that?
Hey, and also then I issue. And also then
I
issue.
So jealousy is that crazy? I don't know, but I get it. I get the emotional unavailability thing and all of that. Someone is asking, is she a woman? No, she's not. So that is, I don't get the question though. But Mr. Akfrimpong, please, I salute to you. Ken says that if it's not your partner is right. Charlotte, hey, Mama Adia, I see you. I'm good though, Mama. How are you doing too? And Miss B says that jealousy is cool, but when it becomes extreme, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You'll be unable to breathe. So Every move, Charlie, I for no inside,
and that's too bad.
But no, somebody would also say that I'm just looking out for you. I just want to be there for you. I just want to be a good partner. You said you want me to be available, so I'm being available.
Oh, let's say if I'm going somewhere and I share my life with you or where the location with you, at least you know I'm going to this place. But you don't have to be calling 24/7. So we'll share at least once a while. Text to be there. Oh, babe, are you okay? Oh yeah, I'm okay. Everything is fine over here, but let me see what you're doing.
Call me on video call right now. Oh, no. I want to see if you're here. That's send your location.
Looking out for me. Come on, son of mommy and uncle, you're gonna pay me. Hey, if my mom was following me everywhere, monitoring me everywhere, and coming here, I can say, oh, sister, but you're here for me. Your number, oh, come on, it doesn't work like that.
No, but you girls, like, so when do you feel that this person, this guy likes me so much and is being there for me and you don't feel like the person is actually jealous? Because Miss B is saying that looking out for who, that's an evil spirit. Somebody says, show me what shroom.
Spiritual husband.
No, but when do you tell that this guy actually has your best interest? Or is just looking out for you? I was just wanting to be a loving partner. Ken says, me looking out for me, Ademi Okeji. But when do you feel like that? You're a woman. Okay. And so when you are with your man and then you're able to tell that, nah, as for this guy, he's looking out for me. He loves me so much that he's just looking out for me. He wants the best for me. He wants to know that I'm safe. And that's why he's doing all of this.
As knowing that I'm safe, you know, and then I make
him. So what are some of the things that will let you not think that this person is being jealous, but then rather being there for you? What are some of the things I think would be possible?
Being jealous, but rather being there for me.
No, I said, what are some of the things that will let you not think
that
this person is not being jealous, but rather being there for you and looking out for you and having your best interest at heart.
Okay, when he doesn't do excess, just as I said, once a while checkup, you are looking out for me, but when you overdo it, let me see where you are, let me see what you are doing, let me see this, call me on video, let me talk to the person you are with. No, that's the extreme.
So you don't think I need that information?
No, you don't need it. I've already told you, oh babe, I'm going to KNUSD. I'm going to meet a friend there. Okay, oh, have fun, be safe.
So if I shouldn't anything, ask the update me. To see.
No.
So what if something happened to you on
No,
but there's always there's always an if.
Okay.
Huh?
What if something happened?
Yeah.
Or I can tell happens. You, say, oh, I'm meeting a friend named this. But meka ni panidin chayawa, I expect everything to end there. Because medika kaso oye a friend called so so and so.
Moko kade.
Dia ko kade and found. If I wanted you to know, I would have carried you along, right?
Say, oh, it be cry. Oh, business be near kokawase.
Oh no. Come on. That shouldn't be part of your interest.
Really?
Yeah.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get here?
How did we get here?
How did we get here? It was a conversation. I just want to know, I mean, why do you think it's so bad that you let your partner know that, oh, it'd be an ABC tonight? And you don't really have to be open to your partner.
Oh, if he asks, at least I can give you a brief, you know, summary, but you don't have to be so, like, invested in it. You don't have to have so much interest in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. B says that they will request for details but will not reciprocate. And Ken says that, and tell me to call in case anything happens. What if there's something happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That thing happened while you couldn't call as at all.
So sometimes...
And then the last person you call is probably me. Yebe busame. No, call him. Me minimum.
And I shared my live location with you, right?
You don't share. You will never share.
Of course, I will share.
You're really jealous. Oh, yeah, jealous. I didn't know. I will put some share location.
No, no. For me, I will share. So, nipa na me question. Let's say it's for business, and I said, it's our first time. Of course, I will share my location with you. Yeah. For you to know where I am, and I'll keep you updated. But momu baby sebisa questions, that's when you piss me off. Oh yeah, because I think I'm grown enough to, you know, look out for myself.
Answering the question I asked, when do you know that this person is actually looking out for you and not being jealous? When he says that, how he communicates it, tone and words used. And Ken says, babe, I'm going to this place. He texts to ask if I have arrived safely and also tells me to be safe. Mm-hmm. And Miss B says that giving money there, it has to be excessive.
So
what if the man also asks for sex too much? That's a problem, right?
Oh, maybe I was sexual.
That's
ego.
A problem.
It's a just problem when I can't meet your ego, right? It's too much. Hey.
All right. Brady says that no. Okay. I get that. I like that. Abby says, I don't give your number out to way like you're going and your partner tells you, oh, I've been for a number. It's jokingly.
Oh, that.
Ladies take it. Ladies take it wrongly. Most ladies will take it wrongly and think that Adena also.
Oh, it depends on the tone used, right? Mm. The tone.
Miss B says that women, yeah, we are selfish. Yeah, we know. We know that you are selfish. We know.
I don't like sharing my mind. Selfish.
But how bad is emotional unavailability for women? Like, let's talk about it.
There are some things you can't share with your parents, and it's only your partner that you can share it. Now, what culture and us on show concern be a okay? Every moment we say, I don't know who me saying or fam me saying, and see, I know that is that bad. Is that bad? Yeah.
I still want to hear, have you ever been in a situation where a partner you were with was just not available, like the person is just off?
No, I haven't really experienced them.
You always experience the sweet ones that cares about everything.
Oh yeah.
So whoever you are with right now is like that.
Oh yeah. I share my problems, and he sometimes gives me solution, and sometimes he says, oh, I'm gonna
you guys, I just don't
you
want
see, having don't a, want a generic... listening partner, a biggest green flag. I'm a manager because I feel I'm being hurt.
I can't wow or crying so just
want to mean why cry would see me just giving me a listening ear is a green flag for me. Yeah. Cause I feel I'm being hurt, right? That now my come as much on our cash, you know. No. Do you have a casana?
No, but have you been in a situation where the person is saying something, but it's not what you want to hear. But don't you think that person is still forcing to be there for you? But you get where I'm coming from. Like, you've said something, maybe this is what's happening, this is what's going on. But the person is saying something, but that's not what you want to hear. Or whatever he has said, it's not making any sense to you. It doesn't fall in place, but the person is trying because the person has to be there for you.
That's
even to some women crazy.
Forcing emotions.
And it's like one by he
said the almost solution and answer me anymore. No way home maintain any view.
Manager Franca says that emotional unavailability is a red flag. Franca, why do you say that? And Winnie says that it's triggering, it messes with your mental health because you're mostly in your head wandering. And Miss B says sometimes we don't need help. We just need someone to listen to us.
Just a good listening ear.
And Ken says, this emotional unavailability thing, yeah, I can't type my experience unless voice note and it will last. I want to hear it. So just send a voice note. I'm here.
Please.
We have more time to listen to it. So just send a voice note. Or I'm going to open the phone lines. You call me and then we'll talk about it. This one is coming from Benny. Benny, I thought you'd call me and then you talk more about this. So I'm not going to read your message, but let me read it and I still expect the call. Now, most you know everything your partner is going out to do. Asking where the person is going is okay, but what exactly the person is going to do and demanding to know everything about what he or she is going to do is really bad. Okay. I hope when tables turn is like that.
I'm okay.
Okay, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the phone lines and see what people have got to say on the phone. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. And also on 03-220-83597. Pick your phones now and then give me a call. Share a thought to me. Which is the biggest red flag? Is it jealousy or emotional unavailability? Phone lines are open now. If you haven't experienced with any of these, you can also share with me. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. And also on 03-220-83598. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. 597. How bad has it ever been for you with regards to jealousy and also emotional unavailability? I just want to hear stories just so we could know which one is actually the biggest red flag amongst the two. Because for me, I think that somebody that's so much jealousy could also affect your mental health. And also the same way, emotional unavailability could also torture you so much that you are going through something and nobody cares about it. The partner that you are with don't even give a hoot about it. It's going to be a problem. Ken says, kindly listen because I already am broken. So please hold my hands and hugs. Long hugs. It helps. Okay. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. And also on 03-220-83598. Phone lines are open. I just want you to come through and then share a thought to me. There's a call on the line. Hello. Hello. Oh, I hope my phone lines are not acting funny. I hope no, you are trying. But this one, the call has hung. I don't know if it's raining out there and probably our lines have started getting messy. I don't know. But 03, keep trying. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. And also on 03-220-83598. That's how you get to call me and let's share a thought to me. Now, Electroland is also giving you the biggest football World Cup promo. And they're serving you the best and giving you massive discounts, amazing freebies, and big winning opportunities. So this World Cup season, please make sure that you bring the stadium right into your living room from Samsung TV. CC on NASCO, and the prices are very cool, starting from 699 Ghana cedis. So you get to feel every goal, every save, every celebration in crystal clear picture quality, like you're live at the stadium. Let's listen to this. If you can talk to the caller. Hello.
Hello, please. Good evening, brother.
Good evening, Kwesi. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you. How about you?
I'm also doing amazing, brah. Talk to me.
Yeah. I see. Oh, with jealous, you know. I see it as something we all have. Now, I would see it naturally. So, who's your partner? Oba Otane. Ne down for Bema, a tower around. They are too close. Now, when you're jealous, kakra, then that means you are emotionally detached. You are emotionally unavailable.
Mm.
Right. So, naturally, it's part of us. When you see that your partner is close to a guy, your partner nowadays comes late. You ask, and she was like, oh, we were having a business meeting. One day you went out. And to a restaurant, you went to see your partner with another man. Practically, it might be professional meeting. But at that time, when you're jealous, you are not interested in the lady. You should be jealous.
I say when you're jealous, why?
When you're jealous, then that means you don't
like... You're jealous, it means you don't trust the person you're with.
Naturally, you should feel jealous. It's natural with us. Even naturally, we'll feel. Now, mama, you become jealous. It's natural with us. And so if you don't show it, that means you don't really care about the person. You have little concern about the person, right? So I see it's your healthy jealousy, baby, sir. And your unhealthy, you know, you're very intense, you know, like persistent. Sometimes they demand even control.
Mm.
Don't go out. It's like, I'm going out for a business meeting, but stay in the house, right? And I see that as a red flag. But with the emotional unavailability, maybe I would see, if you're emotionally unavailable, then we are not in a relationship.
I'm listening. But so for you, which one do you think is the biggest red flag for you?
That's what I'm saying. I see the jealousy to be a red flag, but the emotional unavailability is a serious red flag.
Why?
You see, now, the person doesn't engage in deep emotional intimacy. The person is not emotionally vulnerable, right? It's like the person is there physically, but emotionally distant.
Mm.
Whatever is wrong with you, the person doesn't care.
But they give good sex. Maybe the good sex could also clear your mind. How about that?
Please, can you repeat what you said?
They give you good sex, so maybe the good sex can clear your mind from all the problems. Good
sex only is not enough. After good sex, if I am sad, the good sex only can take away sadness. If I've gone bankrupt or the business I was venturing hasn't actually bloomed, or it's not going the way I want. Sex only can't solve it. You need somebody to get closer to you. You need somebody to encourage you. You need somebody to talk to you. It's not just about good sex.
Yeah.
If you are not actually emotional, you see, empathetically, you should feel for me. Maybe my business, maybe the scare room, sikanashi. Empathetically should be connected. You should come to me, we should talk about it. But if you're emotionally distant, that means I'll have to think about everything myself. There are times that you need to, see, naturally, there are times that you want to talk to somebody. You want to share your problem, you want to share your thoughts with somebody. And the person is emotionally unavailable. Even emotionally unavailable person, sex is crying and you're interested, man, or you're interested with sex in it.
All right, COVID.
I think that's a serious red flag, right, brother.
Right, thank you very much, Benny. That's a good one. 03-220-8359 says, before I talk to the next caller, Miss B said something profound, and I think I like it. It says that you can never understand women, or if you are jealous, you don't trust them. When you are not jealous, you are nonchalant. Charlie, hello?
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello, Empress. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Please talk to me.
Even when I'm in our boy and a crowd, I'm jealous.
Mm.
Or say I am a jealous God.
Mm.
Mimi, you'll be in check, many women. It is some on your midowa or your jealous home. It is so big though. Not the on your jealous, that means on pelt. On dough. I was so feeling jealous because the Nipani is so important to you. And in the means, they are warriors in there, you care. And then will be care about you, or care about well being. So, Kohana and Nya, or Becca Satchel. So, yeah, dear winner, saying, yeah, or Becca, you'll be on Pewas, them on Dobian, be Pio, be a Bian Panel. O Papa, Utiko Shedrin, and Funny. What should they make nothing? Ain't you be a Becca, or say, oh, dog, not on your jealous about you. Almost only a bit now cry and funny, or that means the person doesn't love you one bit. O be a dog, or Pewas. And it is a ghost extreme, yeah. And no name, no name, no ultimate boat, so ultimate anything, yeah. But Sandy Pani don't know who ye be been out for catch or saying, yeah, not say, your ma or feminine on pa. It doesn't mean say a red flag. What you are saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Empress. That's a good one. All right. 03-220-83596. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm good.
Please speak louder, Sherry. I can hardly hear you.
You know, that's how I talk.
What's your name? You can still give me a call, 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. 03-220-83598. Hello. Hello.
Good
night. Yes, the boss. Talk to me.
I have her.
Everything nice, my boss.
Talking about this matter, no.
Joshua.
Boy.
Talk to me.
Talking about this matter, no. In whom is this? Obidowa. In this way, jealous about you. But here is the case. You're jealous about you, fam. If you do that, you will not cast out. Or that's all. You are too jealous. Anna, you are sick. It's too much free time. No, and I yet in the car. Or no, I trust no reason. You relationship, you know, you want to meet with him in your mass. So I said, you are good to go, but you know,
all right, thank you so much, Joshua. 03-220-83596, 03-220-83597, and also 03-220-83598. Your voice notes are also welcome on 055-11-11-995, 055-11-11-995. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, boss. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. What's your name, please?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, talk to me.
Okay. Based on the what do you say about the topic? Okay.
Emmanuel, I can hardly hear what you're saying, though.
I said the topic.
Okay, so we're talking about red flags, and amongst the two, jealousy and emotional unavailability. We want to know which one you think is the biggest red flag.
The biggest red flag is emotional unavailability.
Really? And why do you say that?
Because maybe the person, for example, man, the person is with you, like, yeah, the person is with you. And emotionally, the person is very, very far away from you. No one is stressed, like, another example is, maybe you have something, you know, something happened to you. Instead of the person here, or the person to console you, emotionally, the person is another place thinking about something else.
Okay. Thank you very much. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. On WhatsApp, voice on 055-11-11995. But in Ghana, every celebration is about togetherness, holding with friends, families, and acquaintances. And that's why Mega Unitech Industries brings you premium alcoholic beverages blended with care and with the guidance of industrial experience and inspired by tradition. And our products include the Blushi red wine flavored drink, the Kingmaker cane spirit, and we have the Heatwave real ginger alcoholic drink and the AHA vodka lemon flavored alcoholic drink. You can get some to buy at Ofenso, Mampon, Jamasi, Aguna, Kumasi, Drabbing, Efijase, Kumeu, Konongo, Jaso, Nkoko, Bekwaya, Sokwa, New Edubiase, Obwasi, Dunkwa, Sunyane, Gosu, and Bibieni, and also in Karia and Yinehini. Not for sales to persons under 18 years of age. Make sure you drink responsibly, and it's not for pregnant women and lactating matters as well. For bulk purchase, please call 0249-584118. Hello? Hello?
You buy my credit for me, okay?
I'll buy it for you. Talk to me.
I can't remember. For the young fire, bravo, you cramp a spiritual aspect. So when I may say what to you more, you need to be a sorry that. It is so when I may jealous to me more or the boy, yeah. Come cancel the men for where Jamai. What's the mention of nothing? It's not what you want to know. I will dwell inside of you to know. Oh, she is a Jamai boy. What you come, no, what you come, cause I was to stand your mother when you not tell her what you call. They be asking my any day. Yen, yen, no. It is so big for a dog. Nothing will see me near jealous of you one bit. Do you think that woundy panic, woundy panic, and a tiny one, you better? When is it? Because so big pair was the man. Who call baby, yeah, a hammer. Who call baby, bonia, a hammer.
That's true, that's true.
Yeah, dear, and yeah. Because although no Jew who's no Peruvian, you know, who obdivia will be truthful. What's it, then, it's on, I say? Even if on your boyfriend or your girlfriend, come on, you are doubtful. No, we didn't need you, we didn't need come on or ignore. As I say, my old kind of cry and funny, what? How do you feel? How much more do you need power done? Not if you are catching this, I love you. Now we can't send a direction, and now we are, yeah, dear, kind of thing, from when you will be done, you will bring it, and you will trim. When you ready? When you ready? It is time next year, jealous in a way, and what they are buying. But say, I go to a streamer, and I end it. What's it, I'm trying to say? It is time next year, what do you want to be jealous? And here, I'm going to ask my boyfriend, now I name for food, drink, come on, me jina hona me shop. Ah, me ke, me bu be fu, but me ka se, chink na me no be fu, and I say me plow. Me ya dia ube fu se. I did not owe any money, Joe. The next time, no, who ya, who be jina. What's it, me shop? This son is here, who do be, was so ye jealous. Now, so who jina me won't be, I don't know who don't be, so be me was. That means you don't love me. Ube mami, you are saying your man in another, who ye jealous about me. If you mean you will be in from Okane and Hawaii, it means you don't love me.
Thank you so much, Empress. That's a good one. All right, this one is coming from Sherry. Sherry says, falling in love with a person who is emotionally unavailable results in one feeling depleted, dejected, and frustrated. Whereas a jealous guy or girl in a relationship can be good or bad. And if it's on the extreme, then it's very dangerous. Good night. All right, I don't know, Abuna, if you have got any final words before we go. If there's anything you want to say before we go.
I'll still say jealousy is the biggest red flag when it goes to the extreme. Our lady that just called, I will say, Nyankopong, you're jealous. And international situation, God is a jealous God, but not to the extreme. So I think when it goes to the extreme, that's when it's a problem. But say normal jealousy say, oh babe, do you mean in Japan and I'm in Kofunji Jaho, then there a normal thing. And you see, some of us have this relationship with our partners whereby sometimes, oh, na mobina, oh, na baby, to me, girl, be now we try to send all partners, ah, where did they open it be pal, then you make a joke out of it, internal.
Yeah.
So, back
I
say,
yeah,
some of us have that flow.
You're going on a walk, and then you, your partner knows you love boobs, so you love
yeah. Uh-huh. Sometimes, even when we are in the car, that will be like, oh, a 2 year queen, they open it be pal.
Yeah, yeah.
See, jealousy there.
Talking from experience, though.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
And I think when you flow like that, and so it helps the relationship, yeah.
Alright, that's it for tonight. I don't have anything to say. I think we've all said it all. Melvin, dear Nick, Melvin, I did not try it yesterday. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. It's been a lovely night with all of you. We're back again same time tomorrow at 10:05 p.m. right here on Love 99.5 FM. This has been Vibes, and this has been Unfiltered on your favorite late night show, Vibes. My name is Nathaniel Mensah. Tonight I was here with Abina and
Asantoa,
the orchard,
Papa B, the original HR, Papa Pa,
HR.
Okay, NUST Kwame Tech.
Anyway, thanks for being on the show. I'll see you when I see you. Until then, be safe and be out of trouble. Bye.
Oh, Oh, no, so.